you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, my God. No headphones today, Derek?
I don't know.
Your hair just
I feel
looks
like my
so
hair
nice.
Looks good. Do you feel better when I have... The head of Bravo PR just texted me.
Uh-huh. Oh, and?
Nothing. I thought it was an emergency, but it wasn't.
Okay, good.
Thank you for something. And I said, sure.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I thought you were going to say, and the new Martinis and Murder show starts on this Tuesday.
Well, let me just say, and I told Megan this.
Yeah, tell me.
Every week, I'm late to the show.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's, well...
And I text you, and everyone is so accommodating.
But you're not really late. You just are coming from something else, and we know that you're, like,
100%.
Commuting.
I never mean to be late. It's not like, oh, I'm washing my hair, getting ready, but I am late, and it very much so bothers me.
Uh-huh.
So today...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I don't making people wait for me.
Okay, yeah.
Understand. I value people's time, and, mm-hmm. and we can get into more of this, because I feel like my pet peeve is, amongst the many that I have, is when people are consistently late to shit.
Yeah.
And granted, this is a work thing and it's a recording and I'm coming from someplace. But you know that one friend that it's like 7:30 dinner, but it's like 8:15 and you're like, no, my time matters. Mm-hmm. So we can come back to that. I'm just going to button in it. But I said to Megan, her and I are sitting here today. And I said, can you believe like I'm here early and the boys are not here? And Megan was like, I know. And I was like, you know, I'm going to hold on to this for years. Like,
and
I will be
should.
Late every day
you
and
should.
I will bring this back that I was early today and that I am a professional.
And Darren, I will be there with you because let's point out to the listeners why I was late for the first time, I believe, in the history of the show.
I don't think it ever happens.
Yeah. Well, only because I literally sit right next to where we record.
Now we know your true colors.
Well, here's the reason.
Yeah, you don't value my time.
Minutes before we're about to record.
Yeah.
Matt comes over to my desk where I sit next to Gina.
And for the record, we record the same time.
Same time.
Every single week. Granted, it's a day early.
It's a day early, but...
But still...
I gave Matt this recipe weeks ago.
Weeks.
As in
almost a month.
Almost a month. And he comes up minutes before we start recording. I don't have any of the ingredients. Okay. So I just happened by complete, happenstance to have about 15 to 20 minutes before we were recording. So he had to run off to something. So I went downstairs. If you guys know the 30 Rock area, it's a maze to get a couple of things that we needed, which included, you'll hear about it all on Sunday's show, strawberry milk. Nesquik, which is
what
hard
are
to
we
find.
Fucking drinking.
Which is hard to find. And strawberries, which are actually kind of hard to find in Midtown Manhattan, believe it or not. And I found them, but I was 7 minutes late. Hopefully you'll forgive me.
Great.
But it's all for the benefit
to be late.
Of the drink that we'll have on Sunday, which a listener submitted to us and I loved, which is like a strawberry chocolate thing.
A listener submitted to you, of which you took the authority to be like, this is 100% what we're drinking.
All I'm going to say, it was in the Facebook group. It could have been to either of us. It was just a suggestion.
Yeah. Anyone who listens to the show knows.
You love strawberry
I love
chocolate.
A chocolate strawberry drink. Well, to be fair, my very good friend sent me, he started a liquor company, and it's St. Luna. It is a beautiful, gorgeous bottle of alcohol, and I know we say that all the time, but it's classy.
It is.
And it is a charcoal filtered moonshine, which is a little bit more up my alley.
Yeah.
And listen, they come with all sorts of drink recipes. I thought you might like this. The St. Luna Chocked.
Yes, sounds like chocolate.
Which has chocolate shavings as a garnish, yes. And white de cacao.
Yeah.
And I thought you would also really like the espresso martini twisted, only because I could see you.
Yes.
Dan, yes. Dan.
Dan, yes.
100% Dan, yes.
Dan, yes.
That made me laugh.
I don't know what we've been doing.
I don't know what the fuck we're doing. They had a cucumber eclipse, but I thought, sometimes when I'm deciding if I like to have an alcohol, because to me, I don't have a very discernible palate.
Okay.
So like when I'm going to a bar, maybe you guys feel this way too, I order a vodka soda and they're like, what kind of vodka? I really care? No, give me the shittiest, cheapest vodka because I'm not drinking this to get, like, for the pleasure of, like, it's not refreshing to me.
Well, be careful, though, because remember the Brooklyn Live show, we had that one kind of vodka that, like, knocked me out for a day.
Well, you had one shot, sweetie, and you were enough. Done.
Yeah.
But I thought Matt is going to get ice.
Okay.
But I thought that I would at least just pour us a little glass, another shot, if you would, as we prepare to drink your chocolatey concoction.
For Sunday's episode,
so I'll pour it a little bit. Megan, would you like some?
Megan's going to have some.
And then we'll put it on the rocks once he gets back.
I want to say one thing as you pour this out.
So thank you, St. Luna. My apologies.
St. Luna. What is your friend's name? Can we say the name?
His name is David.
David, thank you for this. And it comes with a little pamphlet of all the different stuff Darren was just saying.
It's freaking gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks good. I want to say, Megan, I'm confused because I saw on social media that you had blonde hair for a show or something and now you have red hair. Do you want to explain this to me?
What?
She runs a Rocky Horror Picture Show. Ooh. I figured it was connected, but was it a wig? Oh, okay. So you were just wearing a wig. I was anticipating you coming in with blonde hair today, but I didn't realize it was a wig. It was a good wig then.
Can we talk about Rocky Horror for a second?
Yes.
Okay. So I've never seen it.
What?
I know.
Oh,
I know.
We have to go to Megan's shows.
When Megan judges me, I know I'm in trouble.
Thank you.
So I've never seen it. And I would love...
Like the movie or anything? You haven't seen the movie
never
either?
Seen it. I understand like the cult fandom behind it. I understand the historical value behind it.
Sure.
But the only thing that I've ever seen that's been like culty in media is The Room. You know what The Room is? It's like the shittiest movie ever made.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And so what's his name? Came out with a...
Tommy Wiseau.
Tommy Wiseau is the guy.
Oh, right.
But James Franco, that's what I was trying to think. Yep. It came out with like The Room as a parody kind of thing. Well, I know that there's like culty things with Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
But I heard recently, I think it was like a tweet or in the news or something, that because the movie Cats was so bad, that's becoming like the Rocky Horror Picture of like our time. Is that true? Like, is Rocky Horror just bad and that's why it's culty, or is it just fun to like dress up? Because I thought like The Room and Cats is so bad and I get that, but I didn't think Rocky Horror was bad. Or is it?
It's pretty awful.
Really? Oh, okay.
I'm gonna say, okay. I run the cast in Chelsea, the New York City cast. I have a lot of love for the movie and the community. It's terrible. It's so
in what
so
ways, though?
Was because Susan Sarandon in it?
Yeah, she was in the movie.
Okay.
Wait, but why though? Because I love it for its campiness, I guess is the best way to put it. But you're saying like on a critical level, if you were Roger Ebert or whatever, it's not a good movie. It's not a good production.
I mean, the camp level is really high, and I feel like the storyline of it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
A lot of the acting is very, like, over-the-top bad.
Yeah. Is it supposed to be bad, or was it the type of movie that when it came out, it was good?
It was like, made in earnest.
And when did the movie come out?
Like 70...
77? 78? Something like that?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
I should know, right?
Yeah. I'll say this. When Glee did the Rocky Horror Picture Show, listen, I know it's like it had been around since the 70s, but I just loved all the Glee music and how they played into it. Did you happen to see the Glee episode?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. We got so much traffic when Glee came.
Yeah.
It was fantastic for us.
Yeah. And so the Glee actually released a Rocky Horror Picture album, if you will, with just their versions of it, and it's like still I love playing it every Halloween.
So should I? So here's the thing.
Yeah, what should you do?
By the way, Matt is actually chilling our moonshine right now. He had a great bartender. I got to give credit where credit's due, but we can move on from this. But should I? If I'm going to see it for the first time, should I go to Megan's show and see the cast, or do we see the movie to know how bad it is?
That's a good question.
Personally, I would recommend watching the movie first with
to
like
know
some
how
friends.
Bad.
To get a feel for it, and then go see the show the second time. Because the live show is a whole experience. There's
a
cast.
That's true. There's like audience participation.
That's why The Room was like, you had to go because my brother was like, they throw spoons and this and that. And like, I didn't get it until I saw it.
Yeah. Right.
You wouldn't get if you rented the movie or something.
And Megan, you do this year round, right? It's not just like...
Thank you, Matt.
Every Friday and Saturday at Chelsea.
Plug for
23rd Street, 8th Avenue. That's come great. See us.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Maybe I should watch the movie and then we'll go on a little cast trip.
Oh my God, that would be so fun.
Tell me before I watch, if I were to play any character in Rocky Horror, who would I play? It's all about me.
Frankenfurter.
Yeah, I see Frankenfurter.
You'll know what that means once we get to it.
The fact that you said that with like a, well, and I Megan was like, yeah.
Okay, I was just making sure because Megan knows the show
you
way
have
better
big dick energy.
Yeah. Frank also has big dick energy.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Okay, I have BDE. Okay, well, speaking of which, let's take a sip of some of this chilled moonshine from my friend, St. Luna.
Yeah,
thank you, David, for sending it. Again, it's not meant to be on the rocks, but you know what?
Let's just take a sip.
We're doing it. You know what? I'll let you do it first, Johnny.
Because you already had a sip. Because
I've got big dick energy.
Oh, my God. It's like
can you handle?
Punching me in the face without even sipping it here.
Did you have grain alcohol when you were in college?
Holy fuck. It's good.
Oh, Megan
no, it's
is
actually
bad.
Really
John,
smooth.
That's called little dick energy.
Yeah, this is little dick energy. By the way, this is really smooth.
Oh my
though.
God. It's like, it is smoky, doesn't it?
Yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
It is charcoal
it is a
filtered.
Bit.
Doesn't it taste yes. a little like.
I like it.
It's good though.
I've
it's actually a good
of,
plan.
I've had a lot of moonshine in my day because I went to West Virginia University where a lot of folks make their own moonshine and like
yes.
bring it to house parties. But it would always like, I used to be able to kind of handle my moonshine in college and
yeah.
like now I can't. But this is delicious. I love this.
Do we, okay guys, upper, like higher or lower, do we think John could handle his moonshine in college? Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Okay,
I think
ask some friends. I know, it's a whole different world years ago.
Like, yeah. for me, I got to uh-huh. know that I'm Frankenfooter. And for us, we have to know that you can handle your moonshine.
All right. Things you learn on another shot.
The things mm-hmm. you learn on another shot.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First, he ruined Twitter. Now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.
Well, let's get into another
shot
now that we're getting
things.
A little drunk. Yes.
Yes.
Did you have fun on Watch What Happens
Watch
Live?
With Andy Cohen, which is the official title, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, it is.
Yes, this was our fourth time on last Sunday.
You remember that because, you know, when we were in the dressing room, you said to me, you know, this is our fourth time.
Well,
and
you're
I was
on
like,
it all the time, right? So you probably lost count at
well,
this point.
No, but like four seems like a very healthy amount for 3 years being on. And like I can remember every time.
Me too, yeah.
But it's kind of crazy because now it's like old hat. Like
I know,
I remember
the
first time you were like, I'm so nervous.
I know. Each time gets a little bit like.
And now you're like. Eh.
I'm like, hey, guys.
I'm in the dressing room.
I'm literally like high-fiving the crew and like everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy who puts my mic on. We're friends now. Yeah, it was really fun. you know, everyone on that show is so, as you know better than anyone, you work directly with them, are just so upbeat and like sweet and nice. And frankly, when you live in New York City, you don't run across people like that all the time. Let's just be completely honest. So to like hang out with all those people again, and that's the fun of it for me, frankly. Like the show is, of course, fun to be on.
Of course.
But it's really the people that are like making the show behind the scenes that make it like really a fun experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were on with Reza and Dr. Jackie.
That's right.
And both of them are absolutely great. Yeah. And Dr. Jackie on Married to Medicine, just to give a little heads up, because John was there obviously behind stage with me. She is the first book on Andy Cohen Books. He came out with a book imprint.
Right, right.
And this was months ago. This was when I was leaving for Greece. So this was in, I can't believe you took another sip.
It's good.
Maybe that's what we should call our like another sip. After hours martinis and murder. Like
the shows
another
that come out
sip.
At midnight. Yeah. Sorry, what were you saying?
Our X-rated show.
The Andy Cohen imprint.
The Andy Cohen imprint. So she is the first book
It's called
there.
The Queen V.
The Queen V. It's all about vagina health. It was funny because the show literally said vagina 4,000 times. And I looked at John. I was like, this is your show, man. This is your show. But Andy had given me the galley of her book when it first came out. And he was basically like, you know, you're a woman. Read this.
See
if this is helpful. Because as a man, it... You don't necessarily know
all
the parts. And so I decided to read it on
especially
the plane.
Especially Andy, by the way.
Especially,
myself. Not a big expert.
He knows things. He just doesn't know a lot of other things. Right. It's like Matt.
Is he partnering with the publisher or is this his own venture?
It's his own venture, but I believe he is partnering with Henry Holt, who are the first book imprint that he came out with his first three books for.
Okay.
I see. You know, he gives me the galley of this book. She's a doctor. She's an OB.
Yeah, and she is stunning.
Stunning. Of that cast. Whole cast. So, Andy's like, read this book, and I'm about to leave for Greece, but I fly to London first, if you remember. So I was like,
a beetle?
I know. I'm such a beetle. I wish. And I read probably anywhere between 20 and 30 books a year. I'm a very healthy reader, I would say.
Yep.
Try and read one book a week. And so I was like, all right, like I can finish this in 7-hour flight. But, you know, for me, like if it's a long flight, I'm reading if I'm walking to go get a drink. I'm reading if I'm walking to the bathroom.
On the subway, outside in the crosswalks.
In the middle of the street during the podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm reading the book. In line, I'm waiting in line to go to the bathroom or wash my hands.
Where are you at this point?
On the flight.
Oh, you're on the flight.
On the flight. I'm reading it. Mm-hmm. And I see this guy like eyeballing me, and I was like, Jesus Christ. And I'm like, he recognizes me, martinis and murder.
Oh, do you think it's martinis and murder?
But then he just thought this lass was attractive. So I'm like, don't come up to me. Don't come up to me.
Yeah.
Comes up to me.
Sure.
You know, and his kind of way in is like, you know, what are you reading? Like to flirt with me a little bit.
Oh, he's flirting with me.
But I'm reading a book about vagina health.
Vaginas, that's right.
So I'm trying to like be like, what do I have to say to repel this person? But I'm like, you know what? The truth shall set you free, Darren.
Okay,
so I literally go to him. I'm like, I'm reading a book about like women's health.
Okay.
You know? And I'm kind of like folding the cover over, you know, like, I'm not reading 50 Shades of Grey.
And this is way before this book has even come out, I'm assuming.
This was months before, because I was just trying to read it and just trying to, whatever. And so he's like, well, what's it specifically about? And I'm like, Jesus.
John is fucking drinking.
He keeps drinking. It's the vagina talk.
It punches me. I need a drink to get through this. It just like punches me in the face every time I sip it.
Sorry to interrupt.
Please.
I just have to say, you've already had more of that than the beer from last episode.
Agreed.
That's true. I know. That beer.
And that's fast.
Beer's tough for me. I can't really do beer.
Listen, John's single, so he's probably thinking all about. You look good today, sweetie.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I got a haircut.
I was going to say the haircut looks good, but it doesn't look as like style today, and I like it.
Yeah, I needed it to just not be an issue. Keep going. I don't want to interrupt
you. No, I think it's... Okay. But so I'm telling Dr. Jackie the story behind set, you know, and I was like, Dr. Jackie, I got to say, like, it was kind of a man repellent, because once I was like, it's all about vaginas, sir. He sat down.
Oh, he did. Okay.
But, you know, we're like backstage about to go on and John's standing next to me. Literally, it's like 3, 2, 1. They're about to go back. And Dr. V's like, what kind of vagina do you have? And she's like, see you on set. I was like,
That's right. That did happen.
Okay. And I looked over at John and John was like, mm-hmm.
That was a very, I forgot that that happened. Cause yeah, we kind of got rushed out at the
we
last
did,
second.
And I
right
was
there.
Like, my vagina is door closed.
Door yep. closed. And we're on air in
and
three, two.
We'll never know the
we'll
answer
never
to that.
Know the answer.
I mean, John, you know, personally.
I do. Yes.
She's single ladies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was a really fun time. It was also funny because
it's a great time.
We, a listener posted it like a picture from her TV set.
Yeah.
Or his or her, I'm believing it was a her, in our Facebook group, and they had closed captioning on. So it's like a still of me and you like cackling. And then at the bottom, it's like, da-da-da, vagina. And then someone was like, did John say vagina on television? Because it looks like I'm the one saying it.
Of all the guests like to have, like,
no, it's
it
Dr.
being
Jackie.
A gay man show, and yeah. we always have like shirtless drag queens, like yeah. the one show where we get to talk about vaginas. John was the bartender, and I was so happy.
There was, and our first time we were on Watch Happens Live a couple years ago.
Yeah, who was the guest there?
I think it was Shep. And
oh, yeah, it was Sheppy.
A woman. I'm forgetting which one it was now. Shayna?
Sheena?
Sheena, maybe?
Yeah, maybe Sheena. Wow,
her.
That was a really
that
good memory on you.
Well, thank you. But one of the segments was like dong pong, and it was like shirtless guys coming
that's
out
right.
with like beer pong around their crotches.
And
it was
I was
amazing.
Like, yay!
And I was like, yay, I'm in heaven.
And
yay.
I was in hell.
You were in complete hell.
And now the rules have reversed.
The rules
but
have reversed.
Thank
yeah.
you for everyone to watching us
yeah,
on Watch
nice.
It Happens Live. So
and
good.
We were there to promote our live show, which we should say we're going to recap that this coming Thursday because we are taping this before. We are at our live show
because we have to leave on a Wednesday, and we
that's
normally
right.
remember you asked me in the behind the stage. You were like, "What's Andy going to ask us?" And I was like,
"It was so weird." Yeah, we should say
I
that.
I predicted it.
Yeah, we were just because Darren and I kind of prep a little bit because Andy basically, if you don't watch the show, what are you doing? But whenever he comes back from commercial, he sets up the guests, sets up the bartenders. Typically, like, interacts with Darren, obviously. She's his boss.
But he does call you Thrasher.
He does call me Thrasher. Yeah. You know, we have a good rapport. He knows who I am. But obviously, it makes sense to talk to you.
Sure.
And right before we came out, I was like, what do you think he's going to ask? Like, what if he asks me a question now that it's the fourth time that we've been on the show together? And you're like, oh, no, he'll probably just ask, like, what the show, like,
what
we're doing.
We're
like, what the case is or something. And I was like, are you okay? We get out there. He literally asked you that the first segment. I was like, how do you know this so well?
And I had a great canned
yeah,
answer
you did.
And you were like
I'm
oh,
glad
shit,
you did
I'm so happy you had that.
If he would have asked me on the spot, I would have been like blah 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 something. So
yeah, no,
you're good,
you killed it,
you're good. So thanks. And by the way,
remember how I asked to go on
yeah
and then
should
nobody
we say
wanted
that?
Me and then I was rejected.
Here's the thing,
remember
where's the cricket
that?
Sound effect that Megan was supposed to put in,
the only thing I've ever asked for.
Yeah. No, let me ask.
Would
say
we say that's the only thing Matt has ever asked for?
That's
I don't
the
know.
Only thing.
We did say.
I just do the dishes.
It wasn't up to
make
us.
The
that's
drinks,
right.
Get rejected.
It wasn't up to us, Matt. We did put the request in
we
to
did.
Press. And,
yeah.
You know, I think it's really just
we
a thing.
We BCC'd you.
Because having, yeah, we totally BCC'd
we,
you.
We didn't reply all, but it was BCC.
I think it was probably just a production thing. We'll come on some eventually, Matt, right? Listen,
no,
we are,
no,
the, we are
no.
the stars
no,
of the show.
Fuck it.
What's on your t-shirt today? You look like a little lesbian. What's happening? What are you wearing? What's the t-shirt say?
Why does he look like a...
Because he's wearing a flannel with a t-shirt underneath.
It's I got hot, so I had to unbutton the flannel.
I know, it's been
it's,
so
it's
hot
a, it's
up here.
A marathon running.
No, I know, but you
shirt.
Look like young
it's a
and cute.
Tea.
Ew, he looks young and cute today.
Oh, don't say it. Let Megan, edit this
I mean,
out.
I take it back, yeah. but like I'm just saying in yeah. general. Maybe it's the moonshine.
Yeah, maybe
David,
it is.
The moonshine.
Right. I want to say one last thing about Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
We look pretty good on a regular basis. Let's just say.
Okay.
We're, I would say... You know,
to you more than me, but okay.
No way. You definitely way more than me. But when we go and watch What Happens Live, it's like the studio lights come on.
It's great lighting.
Our best shirts come out.
Yeah.
The makeup is done just right. And I feel like they're the best pictures I've ever seen of me, at least. And then you had just come off your People TV gig.
That's right.
So you were in full makeup. And I'm just saying, like, we just look
you
really
both
good.
Did look. I did see the photos
yeah,
when I was
thanks.
At home in my apartment by myself.
He was bitter watching it.
Crying,
he was so bitter batting.
And, mascara.
And I did think you guys looked really good.
Thank you.
Thank
Matt.
You.
Yes.
I will say, I thanks. Mean, the photographer, Charlie, is amazing. Obviously,
yeah.
it's a well-lit studio.
It is, yeah.
But the thing about that's different between, like, you know, when we're on Steve Wilkos or when we're on Watch What Happens Live or you're on another talk show mm-hmm. is Andy's set is fun. And yeah, it's colorful and it's bright and it brings out everything in the photo. And it's just like...
The vibe is unbelievable.
It's glowy because of the set too.
And that's
what I
was saying about the vibe of that show is just so fun. Because even before we walked out onto the set, like there's music blasting. The crowd is warming up. They're so excited to be there. Yeah. It's just fun.
I mean, I will say it's like looking back, like when I'm... retired at 70, hopefully. I want to look, I feel like I'll look back at this time in my life and be like, there are worse things that could have happened to me than landing this job with these people and getting to work with my best friends and being around such good people, whether it's the podcast or watching episodes or even people. It's just, I mean, not to be like a weird braggadocious kind of wing, but it's more a humbling moment where I'm like, why am I complaining about literally anything in my fucking life except for crabs on the subway, which absolutely deserve a rant.
Which you have every right to. Every right about the crabs. I completely agree with you. And I think that... you know, hopefully, first of all, you don't retire at 70. I feel like you're going to have more energy than any other 70-year-old will.
Oh, hell
you will not be able to retire. Like, what do you think?
I'm going to be a hot 70-year-old.
Yeah, and you're going to be, like, running an empire somewhere.
Like, I was a gross 15-year-old. Gross 25-year-old.
Why?
A mediocre 32-year-old, but 70? I disagree. To crush.
You're going to crush 70.
Crush it.
But what you were saying, though, I feel so lucky as well. By virtue of just this show in some ways.
Definitely.
You know, I'm just a little white boy from the country. Like
You're white?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Megan, did you know that?
Is it because you could see right through my alabaster skin, so
listen,
you weren't sure?
Frankenfurter knows what
Frankenfurter
the fuck
is a white...
No. Yeah.
I cannot wait for you to find out about Frankenfurter.
Am I going to be upset that that's how you guys see me?
Oh my God, no.
I'm going to love it. I'm going to eat it up. Yeah. Like, just like I would a Frankenfurter.
A Frankenfurter. If you guys are listening and love Rocky Horror, tell Darren how great she would be as Frankenfurter.
Or tell me what character you think I am, because I want to have the hype before I watch it.
Yeah. Speaking of characters.
And hype. Did you watch the Oscars?
Okay. I love watching the Oscars despite never seeing any of the movies. You saw my Oscar picks were like Charizard, Jigglypuff, all that stuff.
Yeah. Moving.
And I was helping some friends this weekend.
Can you believe Detective Pikachu wasn't up for Best Picture?
I was really hoping for a steal, but...
Megan was just... She was like, robbed! Whole night.
I didn't see a single minute of it. I did watch clips after because I love the reveals of who wins shows, especially this year when I saw Parasite won all this stuff. And I thought of you because...
You know that was my pick.
It was your pick because I remember, not that long ago, you were ranting and raving about how great of a movie it was. So you are the Academy.
I am the Academy.
Were you excited to see that like something that felt like it deserved to win was actually winning this year?
I predicted accurately the best actor, the best actress, and the best picture. I don't really know that much about editing or sound editing or mixing. So I will say I recently watched 1917 this past weekend because I had to see it before the Oscars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my best friend Erin Rott was on my ass about this. Like every fucking day she was like, the Oscars are, you know, February 9th.
She's
like,
big about that. Yeah.
When are you going to see this? What's going on? And so she had said to me, in all fairness, her and I have very similar views.
About
movies, we have very similar taste.
Okay.
And so, you know, she was like, Parasite. So I went to go see Parasite in the theater because she was like, no, you have to. But then when she saw 1917, she was like, 1917 beats Parasite. And I was like, what? Because Parasite's freaking amazing. But the fact that she said that, I will say 1917 deserved everything. I thought it actually deserved Best Picture along with Parasite. I would not have been upset if 1917 got it. It absolutely rivaled it. It is a beautiful, beautiful film.
Yeah, I heard
I thought Sam Mendes was going to win for Best Director. He didn't.
Who did 1917?
No. The Joker? Who was it? Was it Noah Baumbach? Can you look up Best Director? Yeah, I'm blanking on it right now.
1917. He was producer of 1917?
Sam Mendes was.
Yes.
But he didn't win.
I don't know.
No, he didn't win for Best Director.
Oh, he didn't. Didn't. Okay.
He didn't. It might have been Parasite. Who the fuck knows? Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. Yes, he did win for Parasite.
I will say I thought Joaquin Phoenix absolutely deserved for Joker. Mm-hmm. And I thought Renee Zellweger absolutely deserved it for Judy. I thought Joker and Judy as movies go.
Mm-hmm.
Joker I thought was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for someone who isn't into like superheroes or Marvel. Yeah. First off, I love Batman.
How we're friends, but yeah.
I've watched every Batman.
Yeah, that's good.
Love Batman. But I thought this was like... had more
different.
To say.
Yeah,
this was
yeah.
less about it being Marvel comic-y way more about like society as a whole, maybe how we treat different people, bullying, things like that, how you can sort of turn someone into a killer, which we talk about a lot on the show. I absolutely thought he deserved that. Judy itself as a movie wasn't that good, but Renee's performance as Judy Garland was unreal.
I really wanted to see it. I haven't seen it.
While her speech was a little crazy, I absolutely thought she deserved it.
What did she say in her speech?
She was just like, she had kind of like a Southern accent.
Wait a minute. How dare you say that? Because I heard that she shouted out Serena and Venus Williams in her speech.
She did shout out.
So it's the best speech I've ever heard.
She did. You know what? That's funny because I was like, oh, I have to remember him.
She was talking about trend setting and people like that.
Well, the thing about the Oscars this year was that it was very heavily, I watched the whole thing start to finish, was very heavily like about the diversity in Hollywood and about women specifically, even less about diversity and more about women.
Got it.
Diversity just meaning by race, not necessarily by gender. But every speech was like, it's so good to see a woman this, so good to see a woman that, woman. As a woman, I felt like it was a little overkill. I understand the need for it. But for me, sometimes I think it gets clouded by saying that we have to accept this person or we should love everything that this person does because they're a woman, which to me is denigrating to my gender, because it's like, you don't have to like what I do because I'm a woman or I'm a gay woman, or you just, if you like it, you like it. And it has nothing to do with whether or not, you know, I mean, I understand that there's more visibility in it, but the Oscars themselves is just circle jerk of Hollywood.
That's true.
The one person I was surprised who won an Oscar, who I didn't necessarily think deserved it, was Brad Pitt.
Interesting.
For Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Which is a true crime-esque movie.
It is and it isn't. Did you see it?
I haven't, but we covered it a lot on Oxygen.com.
Yeah, it is and it isn't.
Because it's Manson related, right?
It's Manson adjacent.
Oh, okay.
So that's he lives in next to Roman Polanski.
Got it. Okay.
Which is, you know, where it all happened.
Right.
Margot Robbie plays Sharon Tate, but she probably has three lines in the whole fucking
movie.
What I was
gonna say.
Like,
she's
it's
not
even
really in it.
They don't really focus on it. But all in all, I watched it start to finish. And
who do you think? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Who do I think deserved to win?
Over Brad Pitt, because who else was in his category? I'm trying to remember.
I'm blanking. Okay. I had too much moonshine.
Okay. that's okay.
But
I can look it up if you really
want. Look it up because I'm curious. But I will say, watching the Oscars again this year.
Yeah.
The funniest, there were two funny jokes. First one came from Chris Rock and Steve Martin when they were like, Steve turns to Chris and he's like, so why isn't there a host for the Oscars this year? Mm-hmm. And Chris Rock just goes, Twitter. Which was accurate. And then Olivia Colman, who won for The Favorite last year, Best Actress, presented the Best Actor Award, and she gets up, and she's saying, you know, I'm Olivia Colman, I won for The Favorite last year, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, by the way, the night that I won my Oscar was the best night of my husband's life.
Oh.
And she's like, and we have three kids, because, like, he finally got some, obviously, because
she
won. And I was like, that's hilarious.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
Who were you? Who are the...
Yeah, so we have Brad Pitt beat out his fellow nominees, Joe Pesci for The Irishman.
Didn't see it.
Al Pacino, The Irishman.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. And Anthony Hopkins, The Two Popes.
See, that's the thing. I've only seen Tom Hanks. I would say he deserved to beat out Tom Hanks, but I don't know the others. It just seemed like, meh.
Yeah.
I will say a lot of people were pissed about The Irishman kind of getting the snub, but I didn't really care.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. There are a lot of good movies, though, this year. Like, all these are, like, I remember being big hits of the year.
You need to know is that for these award shows, you watch the first 20 minutes, last 20 minutes.
That's true.
You've seen the whole thing.
I will say one of the things I did watch when I came in the next morning after, you know, what is it, Monday morning or whatever, Billie Eilish, who I'm a huge fan of, sang Yesterday during the In Memoriam
segment. She did. Yes, she did.
And I'm curious what your thoughts were, because she's a very stylized vocalist. She's not your typical run-of-the-mill pop star.
Well, the entire time Carson was like, well, why is Billie Eilish there? And I was I like my impression of my own girlfriend. Why is Billie Eilish there? And I was like, I don't know. I think she wrote a song for something. Like, who the fuck knows?
Well, she's writing the new Bond song.
That's right, the new Bond song. Yeah. Like Adele.
Yes.
And then, you know, I mean, I'm a huge Beatles fan. Yesterday is one of my favorite songs.
Too.
I thought she did a really good job. She's
too.
A glorious singer. I'm totally heavily involved in it. I think the biggest surprise for most people was Eminem performing.
Oh, my God.
Which people were like, what? Lose yourself. Why is he performing?
Yeah, I was going to say, lose yourself.
He won the Oscar for 8 Mile 17 years ago.
17 years.
And if you know enough about how PR works, he just dropped an album, Music
That's
to
right.
Be Murdered By.
Yep.
So this was clearly a publicist play, and like, you know, he was there to perform, and I thought he did a great job. I thought it was awesome. I thought it breathed life back into the Oscars. But everyone was like, what the fuck is Eminem here? What the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
About 6 months ago, Maggie asked me to play Billie Eilish, and I was like, who's that? And then they played it. I don't know. Maggie's just so
She's
hip.
Good. You know what's funny?
She's in the know.
Billie Eilish is really good. She was 13 when she started recording these songs that are out now. She's insanely talented. But for some reason, Maggie's another example. She is like really in on this extremely young crowd. And I'm confused about like how they're even discovering her. Because
she's
music's
young.
Heavy.
Well, yeah, she's young. Yeah. I don't think that like kids that I think, you know, she talks a lot about issues that young kids have to do with. She does music with her brother.
That's right.
But when I would say maybe a year ago when the album came out, I asked Carson, I was like, Carson, take me to a Billie Eilish show. I want to go.
Take John too. Yeah.
Well, Carson was like, no, you don't want to do that. And I was like, baby, get me into Billie Eilish. Yeah. And she was like, let me show you a video of a Billie Eilish concert. So she pulls up a video of YouTube and it's literally
children?
A sea of like 12 to 16 year olds mosh pitting.
No.
And just heavily, heavily, heavily like bang. She's like, do you want to go to that as a 31 year old woman? And I was like, fair enough.
I would want to go just to experience that sociological phenomenon.
John, look that shit up.
I will. By the way, on the red carpet, someone asked her what movies inspired her growing up, and she said The Babadook. And I appreciated that.
I love The Babadook.
Which came out in 2014, by the way. So
yeah, well,
makes you feel
I mean,
really
she
old.
Is like a child. She was born like...
Well, she's 18 now, but yeah, she's super young.
But she was born in a year of 2000.
I know. It's so weird.
Like 80s so is weird. Like very old to
I know,
them. We're at
is.
That point in our life now. We're there. We're officially there.
I know. You know, I'm noticing it in tennis, too, because, you know, I'm a big tennis fan. I'm watching all the up-and-comers. And a 21-year-old... just won the Australian Open.
Which
American.
Is like kind of old.
It is kind of old, you know, like, but I remember her just a few years ago being like 17 and an up and comer. And now, you know, she's like fucking winning the Australian Open. It's just weird. I'm feeling my age.
Yes, I'm feeling
culture.
My age as well.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of feeling your age, you still got a voice for radio and you got a voice for podcasting because your interview with Ariel Cabell was amazing and incredible, and you did us justice.
Oh, thanks very much. I did want to bring that up because we got a lot of positive feedback from fans that were like, "Oh my God, I love her! I'm gonna go watch the show now." Which is called Lincoln Rhyme, The Hunt for the Bone Collector, and it's on Fridays on NBC. And that was just like really fun. Except I do want to say, she came in, Darren, you would have died. She was in full New York Fashion Week glam. She was in a tight, beautiful dress. One of those dresses that like only covers your breast, you know, like it doesn't come up over your shoulders. Like it was just one of those. Beautiful hair, beautiful glam. I literally had the worst hair day I've ever had. Didn't have any hairspray in my hair. I had a frumpy sweater on.
John did look pretty ratchet.
I was looking rough.
Did Matt just say ratchet?
I did.
Even Megan's a little upset.
Maggie taught me.
Oh, Maggie taught you.
Oh, well, if Maggie taught you, that's fine.
And she wanted to take pictures. And, like, we take them here in the studio. And, like, it's office lighting. We don't have, like, a ring light around here anymore. We actually do, but not in the office. And, like, we took the pictures. And I told Matt, I was like, if you post these, just please crop me out of them. Like, I just look really bad. So, anyway.
Oh, please.
Ariel was a really great guest. And we hope she comes back. And I hope you get to meet her. She loved your name, by the way.
I know. You told me
that's right.
which I absolutely love.
Yeah.
And I will be here to interview, you know, because now that I'm notoriously early for these recordings and you guys are late.
Well, listen.
You know, I mean, have her back because, like, I got all the time in the world and you guys just have a busy schedule.
I know.
You know?
We're just so busy running around.
Right, Megan? Yeah. She's impressed with me.
Should we talk about Kristen Smart briefly?
I absolutely think that we should. And just so you guys know, with the timing, because I know it gets confusing, it's Tuesday. We're recording this on Tuesday because tomorrow we are going to our DC live show.
And we can't do all this in the same time.
We can't.
We can't
and
be
so,
on the train recording.
We want to make sure that we can deliver an episode for you guys on Thursday, but we will be recapping our DC show on next week's another shot or sip, depending on how drunk Johnny Boy gets.
I'm almost done my little shot
like,
of moonshine.
No, like, you can't get another drink until you finish it.
Well, I don't think I can do it anymore because I kind of am feeling it a little bit, but it's fine. I did want to mention...
I'm so excited. I was so curious what's going to happen on Sunday's episode.
I was
going
to say, we're
now.
About to record Sunday's show, so get ready. We did want to mention that you guys have been linking us. We've been covering it on Oxygen.com because there are some developments in the... You all right? You're going to do it? You finished your glass. Look at you. I thought we got a text message at the same time.
That would be really funny.
Yeah, but we didn't. We do want to just say that we are monitoring the situation with Kristen Smart. There were some search warrants issued recently, and we're aware of what's going on, and we just kind of want to wait and see how it all shakes out before we make any kind of, like, you know, comments on it. I've been watching very closely. If you didn't know, Kristen Smart was one of the first couple episodes that we did way back in the day.
She must have been within the first 10.
Yeah.
But she was the San Obispo, which is where Scott Peterson, I believe,
right,
went. So
yeah,
a lot of people were like, oh, look there. Uh-huh. But she was a college kid, yeah, coming home, you know,
yeah,
tall girl, 6 feet, I want to say.
Yeah, something like
that, yeah. But the reason we don't like to just, and you make a good point, the reason we don't like to just, like, say every update we have, mm-hmm, is I think the news is great. Mm-hmm. For updating the public. But I also think the news is bad with the Kobe Bryant stuff, for example, when you're hearing all these conflicting reports,
right,
and then you have to retract statements. I kind of like to have all the facts laid out,
yeah,
especially for a podcast where it's, right, not required to be live.
Well, the other thing too is, you know, like, we don't, for example, read from the Wikipedia page or anything like that. We really like to make sure our sources are vetted and that, you know, we have lots of our...
We've actually never read from
a
Wikipedia page.
Yeah, that's a good
point. One single time in hundreds of episodes, period.
No, we've never read from Wikipedia.
Yeah, no.
It's also not considered a source.
Right, that's not a source. So we're going to wait until we have our facts in order. And frankly, honestly, a search warrant being issued is definitely a development, but there's not really much else to say about that yet. So hopefully there's some kind of justice and closure for this Kristen Smart case, which is decades old at this point. But just stay tuned to our show and we'll make sure we have some thoughts together if anything breaking happens.
And by thoughts, we mean drunken thoughts, because now I'm feeling it because I finished my drink. Finish the another shot with
your
big gulp.
Your eyes are a little like, oh, let me take a drink.
And Mac's not going to take the thing.
I'm
from
not
it.
Drink taking a
yes,
big
you
gulp
are.
With this.
Yes, you are. You're going to finish it.
Oh my
Do
God.
It for the fans. The fans! He did it!
I'm not going to be... tune in on Sunday where I'm skipping over words and flubbing
And if
them
you
up.
Flub a line, Megan has to keep it. That's the rule, because your flubs are fucking hilarious.
They're sad is what they are.
That was very big dick of John.
Oh, that was very God. BDE, not LDE, baby.
This is my boss, ladies and gentlemen. We'll
She's
see
you. She's single, ladies.
We'll see you on Sunday.
It's getting out of hand.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.